Sunday afternoon, Lamed Shvat, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, Adar. Chavis HaLavashia for women, Sunday afternoon, Shara HaBechina. We'll be starting in 2 minutes. Say, what's the big deal about Purim? Anais, so many nisim every day that we experience. So what's the big deal about Purim? Like, that's kid stuff, peanuts. So it's a good question. Think about it. So we're in the middle of learning Shara HaBechina, and we're in the middle of learning about the human mind. And the Chavis HaLavas doesn't want us to take it for granted. Here's another thing we take for granted. He splits up the human minds. He's going to talk about different aspects of the human mind. He's going to talk about, he's spoken about just to have a thought process, the ability to remember, the ability to forget, the emotion of shame, which is in the brain, and he's up to really seichel in the middle of, which is reasoning, and again he just very quickly goes through the chesed Hashem that he gives us seichel, and how what we do with haseichel. He says, first of all, we use our seichel to know Hashem, which is just that alone is worthy of the utmost gratitude to Hashem. We know Hashem. Only the human race knows Hashem through the power of reasoning and like really knows it, or is capable of knowing it. And then you know about Torah, and you know about Shara HaBechina, and you know all the good Hashem bestows upon us, and we have Bechira, and we're the only, we have Bechira, like we're really, really, really such a cut above, a different dimension than any other thing in the entire Bria. Hashem made an entire Bria, and because of our power of Bechira, which is all from the mind, all from the power of reasoning, all from the power of Seichel, this is just makes us what we are, and this is the reason for everything, so that we can exercise our Bechira. And he says, you know, again, he's saying these things which are Dvarim Pshutim because we don't think about them and we don't appreciate them. As I said, when you say the Bracha, Chaneinu Miyitzchad, the Yobina Bahaskel, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chonein Hadoas, you really have to think about all these things. And thanking Hashem for the power of Seichel and all of its different parts, whether it's Chochma Bina Vadas, if you daven Sfarad, or if Deo Bina Vahaskel, if you daven Ashkenaz, but it's. And he says, you know, if you don't have someone without Seichel, so he's like subhuman. He loses the power of rational thought. Then he's Potter from mitzvahs, he mentions. He's not required to do mitzvahs. When a person drops below a certain red line, and it's insanity, what you call in the legal term, it's called an insanity, and in Torah and in mitzvahs that has a definite legal definition. There's a lot of tshuvas, a lot of talk based on different gemaras for the halachic legal definition of sanity. But here his point is just look what Seichel does for you. It makes you Jewish. It makes you being able to be an Eved Hashem. And then he says that our senses all work through the brain, all work through our Seichel. Then he says it gives us the ability to see things that we don't see with our physical senses. Sometimes there's subtleties. It's called reading between the lines. You don't read between the lines with your physical sense. You read between the lines with your mental faculties. You have seichel. You see what they're trying to do. So that's anything. You hear someone talk and you discern, like a lie detector. You discern that he's not quite sure of himself. So that's in the seichel. That's not in the ear. The ear is a tool, but everything has seichel. And everything is guided by Seichel. We're going to start now with the words Uvo Yavdil Bein Ha'emes V'Hashaker, and it's with Seichel that a person differentiates between Emes and Sheker. And you just say that sentence over and over, and you mull over that sentence, and you say, "Well, thank you, Hashem." I mean, this is the ability to discern between. To differentiate and discern between emes and sheker. So we do that with our seichel, but imagine if we wouldn't have the seichel to do that. So we would follow every cult that came along. How do we watch ourselves from harm? Someone says, "Here, you want to try out this drug? You want to just try it out. You'll enjoy it." So without seichel, what could be wrong? If you don't have the ability to see what it might lead to, as it is, we have seichel and we do it. Uvein hayeser v'hachaser, right? And really, look at this paragraph. He says, "Uvo yavdil beino emes v'hasheker, uvein hayeser v'hachaser." Something that's too much and something that's too little. Yeser. Excessiveness, and chaser means insufficient, and v'hatol, v'hara, v'hameshubach, v'hamaguna, v'chein haro'ui, v'ha'efshar, and v'hanimna, between what's realistic and what's not realistic. So he lists a bunch of things. Now, is there a chumash here maybe? If you learn Chumash, you'll notice when Hashem created the world, how many times it talks about differentiating. Hashem is making the building blocks of the world, the Sheishas He made gracious. He has this big blob of matter, which He created. He created the matter. And now, look what He does. So the first thing is, Vayavdel Elokim Bein Ha'or Bein Ha'Choshech. Right, He differentiates. There's Or and there's Choshech. Then there's Yehi Rokia B'Sol Chamoyim, Bihi Mavdil Bein Mayim L'Moyim. There's a difference between the upper spheres and the lower spheres. And Vayavdel. Again, we have the word Vayavdel. Then on the third day, He's Mavdil between the Mayim and the Oretz. He says, Yikavu HaMayim Mitachas HaShemayim Al Mokom Echad V'Sei Ro'eh HaYabosho. There's Yabosha, Eretz, Ulamikvei HaMayim, Karo Yamim. So there's that, and then he says there should be Lemino, the eighth should grow, but it should only grow Lemino. And then the Ma'oros should Lahavdil, Bein HaYom Uvein HaLoyla, right? That's going to differentiate between Yom and Laila and Or and Choshech. And so... Really, the Gemara says, regarding why we say Havdalah on the Motzei Shabbos, if you have in Ma'ariv, we say Havdalah in the fourth bracha, in the bracha of Seichel. So the Gemara asks, why is it there? Why should the bracha of Havdalah be in the bracha about Seichel? So there's a few terutzim in the Gemara, and in the Yerushalmi Gemara, and one of them is, because in Ein Bina Havdalah Minayin. If you don't, you can't make Havdalah without Seichel, which is exactly what the Chavis Halbavos is stressing here. that life is really one unending need for differentiating. Right? People make moral equivalencies. They say, well, if you could kill a murderer, then you could kill this, and you can do this. And really, in the modern world, we'll say the last 100 years already, is losing the ability to differentiate. So anything goes, right? Everything's the same, everything goes. There's no right, there's no wrong. And this is all Havdalah, this is all the Koach of Seichel. That there's objective differences in the world, whether it's male and female, and that they want to erase all the differences. And that's, of course, the Seichel. It's the Seichel that accentuates the differences, and you understand the differences. If I'd be talking to men, I would point out, and I talk to ladies who learn a lot of Torah, but really a lot of learning, I would even say most, well not most, but a very big part of learning is differentiating, right? You learn something, and the Gemara, or you ask a question, and there's an answer, and this is comparable. A is comparable to B. No, it's not. It's more comparable to C. And the whole dialectic of the Gemara is always asking contradictions and questions and questioning what people say. You can't do that without Seichel. Everything is based on Seichel and the ability to differentiate. So the Chavis Halvavah says, look what Seichel gives us. Besides everything he said up till now, which I went over rather quickly, we learned it in previous weeks. Now we'll start from here. He says, you have the power to differentiate between emes v'sheker, and that alone is worth the price of admission. Between emes and sheker, right? Someone tells me something, and people without seichel, pesi yamin l'chol dover. You've heard that expression? A pesi believes everything he's told. He doesn't have the ability to see and to say when something, how do you know? Bring me a proof. Sounds strange, it sounds like a chiddush, I never heard that before, prove it to me. And this is all seichel. Ubein ha-yeser v'ha-choser, when do you stop? What's too much and what's too little? What's too much sleep and what's too little sleep? What's too much food and what's too little food? Everything, you're always balancing, everything in life is a balance and really a differentiation, and sometimes it's subtleties, and that's in a lamdin, if to define, I would define lamdin, if you've heard the word used. You say he's a lamdin, he's not a lamdin, so it doesn't matter usually, but I would define the term as the ability to discern subtle differences. Right? You have a child. A child looks out the window, he starts talking, and the child looks out the window, and he'll see a car, and a truck, and a bus, and a bicycle. But to him, his seichel is undeveloped. So he doesn't discern the difference, he just sees something moving in the street. So he'll say, let's say car. Car is the easiest word for him to say, probably. Ka, ka, ka. And then he'll see a truck and he'll say, ka, ka, ka. Because the seichel's undeveloped. So he's not being mavdil. So and then as he gets, show me different kinds of flowers. Right? To me it's all the same. I don't have that seichel. I don't have the seichel of understanding different types of flowers and different, say, art, like beautiful paintings. What's the difference? So some people don't understand the difference in music. So, this kind of music, that kind of music, classical music, rock and roll, it's all the same. It's just a bunch of noise. So this is really very, very important. Our whole lives, he says it very casually, the Chavis HaLevavos. But our whole lives, really, if you think about it, and then you say, thank you, Hashem, for giving me this ability. Right? It's an ability to make differences. Yesterday I did this, but today I'm doing this. Why? So a goyim, you should pardon the expression, a goyim will just do the same thing over and over again. And someone with seichel says, no, the circumstances change, so I have to act differently. I have to, you know, go with the flow. I have to respond to the situation. So with seichel, we see the difference between emes and sheker, which is the least subtle, at least on a theoretical basis. Sometimes it gets very, very, very subtle, and you can't tell the difference. But at least in terms of, it's a very grubber difference, emes and sheker. Ubein ha-yeser v'ha-chaser is already a more subtle difference between too much and too little. The ha-tov v'ha-ra, that's, I guess he means in terms of what's beneficial to you and what's harmful to you. The ha-meshubach, what's appropriate. The ha-maguna, what's disgraceful, what's not appropriate, right? So someone without seichel doesn't see the difference, and he just, right, you dress the way you do when your face, the way you dress on the beach, or the way you dress in the street. Like, you know, there's a difference if you're walking with people, okay, or if you're swimming. There's a difference. What? Meshubach means praiseworthy. Magune. Uvein haro'oi ba'efshar. This is life. This is all life. To differentiate, he's still talking about, like I said, v'sheishas yimei breishas. He's talking about the power to differentiate. And you see Hashem use that as he was forming the world. Ubein haroi ba'efshar, something that's realistic, right? Possible, what's possible. Maybe it's difficult, but it's possible. And then there's something that's unrealistic. You don't want to waste your time with it. So it's seichel. It's seichel that's stopping you from wasting possibly years of your life, right? Chasing after something that's totally unrealistic. Another quality of seichel, all these things could be running through our minds, or at least we should pick one every day, or every time we daven. Pick one to thank Hashem for when we say Chonin Hados. Ubo yavish shor minei chayim. Right? Why is a person on top of the world? We have machines now, but it's still people that are in... that work the machines. He was talking about animals. Why is a person superior to animals? Why do we harness animals to plow for us? You know, an animal's bigger than us, right? You ever read Animal Farm? Everybody read Animal Farm, right? The animals say, wait a second, what's going on here? Why should we work for him? We're bigger than he is. So it's because a person, because the lover says in the beginning of Shar HaKaniya, in the beginning of Shara Kaniya, he gives the marshal of a boy that's leading an ox, you know, in the field. So the ox, you know, could stop and like take one swipe at the kid, and you know, it's all over. But the boy, a person has seichel, and an animal doesn't, and that makes a difference. The animal feels who's in charge. The animal feels who's the boss. The animal feels who's the superior being. That's how a person puts other living creatures to work. For his own benefit, v'hana also, and his pleasure. Right? That's seichel. Right? If we had as much seichel as the donkey, so maybe the donkey would put a saddle on us and ride us. Why should he carry us? Okay, so now we're moving on. Other qualities of seichel, and then again, we're going through it very, very fast, but each one is worthy of thinking about for an hour. Really much more, we'll say for an hour. Just, wow, thank you, Hashem. I never realized that this is something I do with my seichel, and this is all benefits of seichel. And now he's talking about already the Yakir Makomos HaKochavim. They didn't have a GPS always. There was actually a time in history when people didn't have a GPS. So when they sailed the ocean blue, how did they navigate? They navigated by looking at the positioning of the stars. And they were able to see if they're on course or off course. Maybe you could open a window. Actually, I do, but I don't want to make anybody call. Let's try it.
The window is up in the window.
Okay. So they used to navigate with the stars.
That's a seichel. A very practical seichel, right? They have to have ships, they have to transport things. V'yamud al merchakehem, and you can figure out how far things are one from another by looking at the stars. U'tnuas galgalgehem, how they orbit, and how they figure out the time. I guess so. You use your seichel for these calculations. I mean, how do they figure out? They can even nowadays, if you jump forward a few, many centuries, right? They can shoot a rocket ship up, and how long does it take to get to Mars? It takes a very long time to get to Mars. They're not shooting to where Mars is now. They're shooting to where they figured out where Mars is going to be when it reaches there. It's a very long time, over a year, I think, over 2 years. So it's all with seichel. Now we don't have to have so much seichel. Hashem knows so much seichel. So he gave us a GPS and a calculator, a GPS. And now we don't need anything. And spell check. But the Yovin Arachim, he understands the value of things, or else he wouldn't be able to make transactions. These are all things we take for granted. He's just trying to speak everything out. You can't make a transaction without knowing the relative value of what you're buying and what you're giving and what he's giving you and what you're giving him. V'ha'hekeshos shebechochmas hashir, the comparisons that are used in mathematics, right? Theorems, I mean, all the things that they prove mathematically, and they different relationships with triangles, and that's right, geometry. But in mathematics, shebechochmas hashir means in mathematics. V'tzuras hamofes, shebechochmas hadibur. That means the debate. The Chavis Halavus mentions a few times in this sefer, like in his, you know, they're not talking about debates like like the nowadays in America they have the presidential debates. It's nothing. It's not a debate. You want a debate? You go to Lincoln Douglas. Right? They talked for 3, 4, 5 hours each without notes. That's and people would listen, and that's a debate. So that's what he's talking about, and he mentions the koyach to debate, because what's a debate? A debate means I have to marshal my thoughts. I have to convince you of something, or not you, but the listener. I'm trying to convince someone of something, so I have to get clear in my own mind what it is I want to prove, what it is I want to say, and then I have to marshal the proofs in my mind, and I have to be ready to deal with questions and answers. So this is all using the seichel, all this little sponge in your head. You're using for all these things. And then the brain is limitless. The brain, he's saying, sheyerav zichron, too numerous to mention. I can't start saying all the things. I mean, any way you look. Someone's going to build a shtender right here. I'm not talking about if it's mass produced, because even if it's mass produced, someone had to figure out the first shtender. But so you have to figure out what kind of wood is the best, and how big it should be. Everything in the world needs seichel to figure it out. Nothing happens by itself. Nothing's automatic. Nothing simple. We live life. He just keeps giving. He says, "I can't even begin to tell you. Anything you have, any piece of clothing, anything you create, anything you make, anything you do." So all the seichel is telling you what's good and what's bad, what's too much, what's too little. Is this going to work? Is this not going to work? V'chein sha'or kol midos ha'adam. And now he's saying, and besides seichel, other qualities of a person, kasher tivchaneim, if you examine them, Tinsaim b'tachlis hatakona b'tawelis lo kasher zacharnu b'seichel. Anything, any midah, courage, self-confidence, sense of humor. I mean, any koach we have, any midah we have, Gdula, Rachamim, Din, anything we have is for man's benefit. At the end of Shara Avodas Elokim, he actually lists different midos of a person and then how you use each one. Even being jealous sometimes should be used in Avodas Elokim, and being satisfied with one's life. All these midos are like seichel, he says. If you examine them and you think about them, you won't stop thanking Hashem, because this is the ultimate good. That a person is a very complex being, much more complex than any other life form, and he has all of these thoughts and the ability to reason and all of these emotions and all of these midos, and he pulls them out when he needs them. It's amazing. Kasher zechayno b'seichel, just like we mentioned in seichel, a person is dexterous in any of his midos. We can switch, we can flip from one to another, and we do what's necessary at the time, what's appropriate, what's necessary. Finally, Mugovaita. V'achar kach, now we're on the last. Remember, he categorized seichel itself. Well, he categorized the brain. He categorized the brain as thought, memory, forgetfulness, as he's saying, shaha b'china. So thought, a thought process, it's not even seichel, that's reasoning already, extrapolating, reasoning. Just the very idea that you have a thought. And memory and forgetfulness and shame and reasoning and the ability to speak. Now that's also a function, a higher function of seichel. It's not the physical speaking we learned about. We talked about the tongue and the teeth and the mouth and the ability to make consonants and vowels. But now he's talking about speech as the highest form of seichel. Everybody knows, Unkelus says, Vayihi Adam L'nefesh Chaya. So Unkelus says, L'ruach M'malala. So that's his final category of the power of the human mind, and that's the ability to speak. And he's going to say, we take it for granted. But really, everything we do, how can we, without speech? Any interaction we have with someone else, so we're talking, and the person's listening, and I'm trying to accomplish something, and I'm trying to do something. If you would cut out speech from the human life, it would be a very boring life. There would be very little interaction. I'm looking at a sign language. That just proves the point. We have to interact with someone.
Cut out abstract thought.
The ability to speak, he's saying, is a higher form of seichel, and it's a category in itself. And without speech, we wouldn't be able to function. This is how we communicate. That's what speech is. And that's how we get things done. And that's how we apply the seichel that we have. So, v'achaka chashov meshehetev bohu elokim lo'odom badibur. Then think about, this is Shar HaBechina, you're supposed to be thinking about these things and reflecting upon the chazdei Hashem, how he gave us the power to speak. The hasdoras hadvorim asher yolitz bohem. And arranging the words to form a coherent sentence, to form a coherent thought, to form one that will convince you of what I'm saying. Al mashiyesh benafsho uvematzpuno. I have, like you say, abstract thought. I have these ideas bouncing around in my head. And the gift of speech is the ability to formulate it into a sentence, to communicate it, to convince you, to rally people, maybe to inspire people. The Yovin Bohen in Yone Zulaso, and part of this is that I have the ability now to understand you. I don't have to read your mind. I can understand where you're coming from and what you're trying to accomplish by listening to you speak. And he says something, I think this is a very, very, very famous phrase, V'haloshon kulmus halev. The tongue is the pen of the mind. Put that on your refrigerator. The tongue is the pen of the mind. Everything we do, we teach, right now, I'm talking to you. ask a question, you're talking to me, I give you an answer, I'm talking to you. The whole transmittal of knowledge from Moshe Rabbeinu down to us is all through speaking.
Lev
literally means heart, and the Chayyus Halavas, many say it means mind, and throughout Mishle it means mind.
Speaking through writing.
Yes, but it's b'di'eved. It's b'di'eved, or else, right? Everyone would rather have a teacher explain to them something than read a book about it. Right? The Gemara, in fact, says that the ability to teach is contingent. Not 100%, obviously, but it's contingent upon speaking. Right?
But
Chavis
Abba
was
given speak for us today if he didn't write a book.
Right. That's the mile of a book, of a sefer. But if you would read it yourself, and no one would be talking and explaining what he's coming to say and where he's coming from and what he means to emphasize. So it would, I mean, you have people when they learn from books, it's not the same as when they learn from a teacher.
Before I was also written.
What?
Before I was also written.
No one. Wait. We're mixing up different things. Let me, one thing at a time. There's no question that the transmittal of knowledge is much more forceful and much more coherent and much more trustworthy and much more solid through talking than through a book. And that's the one of the reasons that this Torah Sheba'al Peh. Because Torah Shebiksav, as holy as it is and as special as it is, anything Biksav has certain limitations. It can't possibly express all of its meanings, right? It's only the written word. So I have to like sit and delve into it. But when you have Torah, so Hashem made a system with this Torah Sheba'al Peh. Someone will be teaching it to me, someone will be explaining it to me, someone will be going over all the nuances and all the ramazim and all the things where you know what the Torah meant by this word. So the written word is clearly much more limited and limiting than talking. Now, writing, again, let's say you have a great teacher who's a deaf mute. So you say, okay, so he'll write everything down on the blackboard. Okay, you know, but it's ain't a donor. If ever tried learning in such an atmosphere, you know that just the nuance of speech and my voice, just that, even the physical, my voice, like, you know, going up in a question and pausing and all the little things, we don't even realize. It's a function of seichel. We don't realize the messages in talking. And I'm sending you a message, and that's why the Gemara happens to say that it's lacking in teaching if you can't talk. And okay, so the Haloshon Kulmus Halev. The truth is, a book, it has a lot of. A book is like divorced from the author, sort of. Like once he puts it down on paper, it's divorced really from the person's mind. If I want to tell you what I hold about something, it would be much more forceful and meaningful and powerful if I would talk to you and explain myself than if I write you an email. You know, it's good, but it has a limitation. I can't cover every nuance, I can't give every kvetch that I want to, and so it has its milus, but it's divorced from the author. Even Torah, I mean, once Hashem wrote it down, so now we have the Torah and we try to figure out what the Torah means, and it's legitimate, and Hashem wants it that way. My point is that it's legitimate to try to figure out what these words mean, and I sort of like lo b'shamayim he. Like Hashem can't even tell me what they mean anymore. It takes on a life of their own. Lahavdil alfei havdolos, but that's the whole question with the Constitution in America. If you follow at least, you know, like a little law. So
original intent. The shaila is how much to read into the words the intention of the people that wrote it. It's a whole shaila, like two major schools of thought about that. But so that's why, again, the Torah is perfect, and the Torah made Torah Shebiksav, so it has the endurance, the nitzchius of something biksav, because Baal Peh dissipates right away. And then you have Torah Shebaal Peh, because that's really where the teaching takes place, the transmittal takes place, the link to Hashem, the link to Moshe Rabbeinu, is all through the oral law. So that's where everything's explained. So you have this phrase, V'haloshen kulmus halev. This is really, the tongue is the pen of the mind. U'shliach hamatzpun, and it's the messenger, shliach hamatzpun, my hidden thoughts. To really, talking gets out what I really mean. That's why a shir, I hear a shir from my Rosh Hashiva, and I could read his sefer that he wrote. And even if the words are pretty much the same, but the sefer is dry and I have trouble understanding it, and when I hear him talking it comes alive. And
a book or a sefer could have, like, say 30 different parts, and if you try to sequentially give it in a speech, most audience couldn't hold them. But if you have the book and you can flip back and forth,
there are certain qualities in a book, no question about it. The Chavis HaLavistot was saying, or he's implying, and it's certainly so, that the teaching experience, the apex of the teaching experience, is not to hand out a mimeographed sheet of what I'm thinking, but it's to talk to you and lecture. There's certain qualities in a book, which is qualities, and as you say, it gives you the ability of it outlasts the person giving the lecture, and it gives you the ability to cross-reference, and it gives you the ability to compare it to other things that were said. Okay, we're talking now about expressing what's in my heart, what's in my mind, what I really mean, the depth of what I really mean. My ability to convince you will be from talking. It won't be from... It could be, you know, the Federalist Papers, whatever they called it, the Thomas Paine, you know, that convinced a lot of people when he wrote a pamphlet. But there's no question that talking does it better. It's more me. My soul is much more in my talking than in the written word. The written word is that much divorced from the talker. I think even in Torah, it's like that. There's a much more direct link to Hashem, I would call it, conceptually, in Torah Shebaal Peh than in Torah Shebiksav. Because Torah Shebaal Peh needs Hashem, because it goes back to Moshe at Har Sinai, learning from Hashem. The Torah Shebiksav, you could say lo b'shemayim about Torah Shebiksav. You can't say it about Torah Shebaal Peh, because Torah Shebaal Peh is Shemayim, right? It's a link in a chain, and it goes back to Shemayim. And he says, the lule hadibur, and without the power of speech, social contact would be so difficult. He says he wouldn't have social contact, but again, it's a question of degree, but it would be very little social contact. If you think about it, lahoya la'odon tzivus b'chaveiro, man's social interaction with his fellow man would drop off precipitously if he wouldn't have the ability to talk. That's how he shares things. That's how he shares experiences. That's how he shares ideas, through talking. Uvadibur yiroi hayisrom bein b'nei yodom. Through talking, that's how you see the difference between people. One person talks and you say, oh, he's a smart guy, right? And another person talks and you put him in his category. That's why Shlomo HaMelech says, you want to be thought of as a wise man, keep your mouth shut. But it's amazing, the Chavis HaLavas is pointing out, again, all kidding aside, the Chavis HaLavas is pointing out another quality of speech that you could see a lot about the person. We know that, you see, first of all, intelligence. You see how refined the person is, if he's refined or not. You see how... You
see a lot of times, you can read a lot into the way a person expresses himself. You see what kind of person he is. Ubotia bris krusa beinehem. How do people make up? How do people get married? How do people have a kiruv hadas that allows them to marry? You're talking. Not everything is saw you at Sinai. Right? You go out on a date, you talk. You talk to the person. How do they establish a bond? They establish a bond through talking. That's what he says. He says, a bond of friendship, social alliances, business arrangements, contracts. We take it for granted, right? We're learning Chavis Halvavas, not to take talking for granted. Look at all these things that talking does. It really, it's the, you know, it's the lubricant of all interaction between people. It's talking. Uveina lokim va'avodot. Right? You have to say Kriya Shema. You can't think it. Hashem wants you to say it. You have to say Shmona Esrei. You can't think it. You have to say it. You have to say a bracha. You can't think it. You have to say it. So that's meaningful. It means that talking is more of a reality than thinking. And therefore, if I thank Hashem, I have to thank Hashem through talking, not through thinking. And there's a halachic imperative that tells me you must talk. You cannot think. And of course, so we daven in Hashem. Uvadibur yoshuva odomim uvosov everything. How do you do tshuva? He says you do tshuva through talking. You see, because you have to be misvade. You have to say I did wrong. You have to talk about what you did. That you know, they talk about. Doing tshuva, asking mechila, you want to get rid of the past, it's all through the koach of talking. The yivakesh kaparas avonosav. Now you have a voice print. You can almost tell a person. And look at what he says. You listen to this sentence. V'hi horaya hachi chazoka al chashiva sa'odam ugriyuso. Wow. You know, I could take a bum in the street, uncouth, boorish, a lout. I can dress him up in a suit and a tie, and give him a hat, put him on a tux, and I'll take him with me, and he'll wow. I give him a bath, a shave, and then he opens his mouth to talk. Within 10 seconds, everybody knows what he is. Yeah. This is the strongest indication of a person's chashivas, of a person's worthiness or unworthiness. We've all looked at people and you say, you know, that person looks like a trustworthy person. That person looks like an honest person. And we've been wrong. Right? But when they open their mouth to talk, it's not foolproof, obviously. Some people are very smooth talkers, and they talk great. But that's what Shlomo Melech says. Be quiet, don't talk so much. And people won't chap that you're not such a good person. And this is all the koach of Ukvor Nemar, Ki Ha'odom, Ha'lev, Ha'loshon. A person is thought, and his tongue, and talking. Ubo hashlomas geder ha'odom. That's the completion, the fulfillment of the definition of what a person is and who a person is. But shlomo hadibur, ki geder ha'odom chai medaber meis. Wow, a person is someone who's living, who speaks, and then he dies. Ubo divdal mina behemos. An animal can't talk. It's not just a trick. It's not like you teach. We can do a trick better than the monkeys. We could talk. Talking is a person. That's why Unkala says Lenefesh Mamalala. Okay. Yeah. I can't. I'm going to miss Mincha if I do it.